Welcome to Rethink Association, your one-stop destination for all things association marketing. We're spending 15 to 20 minutes each month diving into the intricate world of association marketing, unraveling the strategies, tactics, and trends that drive success for these vital organizations. Get ready to supercharge your marketing efforts and gain a deeper understanding of the unique challenges and opportunities that associations face. Right here on Rethink Association by High Road Solutions. Welcome back to another episode of Rethink Association. This month, we have a very special guest joining us to talk about a little thing we like to call smarketing, which alludes to true alignment between an association's sales and marketing teams.
Absolutely. We have today with us Patty Kettle from IW, which is the Investment and Wealth Institute. Patty and IW have been with me on as one of my accounts for, well, Patty's a little newer. IW's been with High Road for quite a while and with me as their account manager for a little over 2.5 years. So we talk a lot about the sales and the marketing team, which is why we thought they would be the perfect organization to come and talk with us as we talk about this really important topic. So hi, Patty. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. I do need to correct you, Morgan. We're called IWI, so Investments and Wealth Institute, that last I. I am Patty Kettle. I'm the Digital Marketing Manager for Investments and Wealth Institute. We're based in Denver, Colorado, and our mission is to deliver premier investment consulting and wealth management credentials and world-class education to financial advisors. So we're pretty niche. We're pretty specific. And our primary values are integrity, loyalty, objectivity, and ethical conduct. So our certifications are to better inform financial analysts and advisors, but also to support them in behaving in an ethical fashion. Because I believe our association was founded as kind of an answer to one of the financial crises we've had over the years. So that is our history.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We are happy to have you here.
Patty, we would love to hear more about your sales and marketing teams. And if you could give us some examples of how they're working together, how they're working separately, any kind of alignment that you see on your end.
Yes, absolutely. First of all, we're a flat organization, so we're small but mighty. We have a number of departments, even though we're less than 50 people in terms of employees. For sales, we have two branches of sales, which is corporate sales and then individual sales, which is run by a chief sales officer, Michael Mastey. And what we do on a weekly basis is the marketing team joins the sales meeting every Thursday. We get the updates in terms of statistics and data of where the sales team is at against year-end goals. We also provide them updates on marketing initiatives we are taking on their behalf, and also just kind of brainstorm if there's anything that, you know, we had forgotten to check in on about throughout the week. We do that. We've also had a couple of quarterly strategic planning sessions where it was mainly, you know, just kind of get in a room and hash some things out, brainstorm how we can work better together, brainstorm how marketing can better support sales. And then I come into the office pretty regularly. I'm usually on site 3 days a week. And I find that being on site for our team, because we have a lot of the sales team that is here in the office on a regular basis, that in and of itself has been extremely helpful because I can just directly talk to a salesperson and give them clarity about what marketing is doing or find out from them what their needs are and kind of help them, you know, prepare the MarCom ticket so that it gets executed on properly, and chat with them about what their goals are. So we're, even though it kind of feels like herding cats, I do think we're pretty aligned. And I think the biggest thing that helps with alignment is the weekly sales meeting and understanding what is happening from that weekly meeting.
I like how you threw in the herding cats reference for me. As you've worked with me for so long, we all know that, you know, I'm a very big cat person. So I feel like she threw that in there. I feel like she threw that in there just for me. Well, that's interesting. So Patty, kind of on that with your sales teams, your sales and marketing team meetings and things, you said something interesting to me in this post-pandemic-ish kind of world that we're in, saying that you're on site 3 days a week and that you've got team meetings that are on site. Are you on site all of the time, or is this sometimes a Zoom meeting, or is that one of the times that everybody's required to be herded into the office like a cat?
Well, we do have monthly collaboration days where people are on site for that specific day. But for like a strategy planning session, that would be a quarterly meeting, which would probably occur on a collaboration day because that's when everyone's on site and getting together. The weekly sales meeting is a Zoom call. It's a Zoom call with what feels like a cast of thousands, but it actually works really well. And the format that we're currently using is that marketing talks for the first 15 minutes of the call. Well, first, Michael gives like the stats. Here's where we are in terms of year-end goals. Here's the progress we're making. And then he asks for the marketing team updates and or if marketing needs anything from the sales team, i.e. we do a lot of sponsored webinars. And so sometimes we're chasing assets for the sponsored webinars, or sometimes, you know, we need to just close the loop with an initiative that the sales team has started.
Sounds like you get a lot of things accomplished in these meetings. It's great. It sounds awesome and very well organized.
It doesn't feel like it. Sorry, Gira.
No, you're fine. I'm just curious because we did talk post-pandemic and you being in the office a few days, having in-person meetings. How do you think that that has changed since the pandemic happened? So when the pandemic happened, were all of your meetings virtual at that point? And then now you've gone back to having some in-person. And how do you think that that's helped the collaboration?
I think in-person is extremely helpful for collaboration. I do know I've only been here a year. So I do know that pre-pandemic, they only had two work from home people and everyone else was on site 5 days a week. So I know that with the pandemic, there was a mad rush to like set up the correct systems so that people could work from home and could communicate. And then as we've come out of the pandemic, the plan is a hybrid workspace, which for me works fantastic. And in fact, like my whole first 6 months, I was on site 5 days a week, which as a new person, new to a team, new to an association, that was extremely helpful. So post-pandemic, we are hybrid, but we also do have some work from home people. We have some E-team members who are based in Boston or in New York City. And so they're straight up work from home, unless of course they're flying in for the collaboration week or flying in to work on a conference. And I think hybrid does work. I think it had felt to me at first a little confusing, but we do have a good system for it where people kind of put who, you know, what days they're doing what at the side of their cube. And so you can always check, oh, okay, they're not here. I can set this up with a Zoom chat or with a Zoom meeting or something like that. So I like both. I had both too at my previous employer. And it was actually, I loved going back to my previous employer, a larger corporation who shall remain nameless. That nobody was there. And then as people started filtering in, I didn't like it as much. So I think that's what I like about hybrid too. Like not everyone's here all the time. And I think it does force you to use your time more wisely because then you're like, oh, so-and-so's on site this day. I'm on site that day. That's the ideal way it should work is you have your meetings with these people when you're both together face-to-face and you can check in and talk. So I love hybrid, and I think IWI has done a great job of A, managing through the pandemic, and then B, moving out of the pandemic into a work model that's going to work for everyone. Because like you hear about these big tech companies like Amazon, we're like, oh no, you're all required to be back 5 days a week. That just seems ridiculous to me, but that's just an opinion. So.
Well, like I said, I just was interested because, you know, with all the meetings that you're having, the weeklies, the monthlies, the quarterlies, with making sure your sales and marketing teams are aligned, I was just curious what that work model looked like. But it sounds like it's fantastic over there at IWI.
It is. It works. So let's
talk about your MarTech stack, because one of the big things that we've, you know, in terms of having the sales and marketing teams work together, one of the big things that we've noticed is sometimes they're using completely different tools, and it's really hard for them to keep their data and metrics aligned without some sort of, you know, integration or things like talking about, like talking to each other. I know IWI is very focused in the HubSpot world, but please tell me, you know, a little bit more about your MarTech stack, what you're using, and are both your teams using the same things, or are we using separately and having collaborations in that way?
Luckily for us, we have committed to HubSpot. So sales uses the HubSpot sales tool and mainly works through that as their CRM. Marketing uses the marketing platform. We are trying to gain better alignment with this project we just closed out with High Road Solutions, the Spark project, and also just through talking with sales and understanding what they need. So it is helpful that we are all on the same system. However, we have colleagues who are not at the same level of usage in HubSpot or understanding of HubSpot. So for me, and I know my limitations too, I certainly have my limitations, but a tool is only as good as how well you use it and how consistent your team is. So no offense to the sales team, but they could do with a little more consistency. I think marketing is very consistent simply because we're a very small team. And so we have direct contact with our director and with making sure we're executing properly on any of our initiatives. And then our service center, we have customer service. They just implemented a big integration into HubSpot with Zoom to record calls and then track, like do a sentiment analysis of what kinds of calls are we regularly getting? How can we, you know, get this number down so that we're getting less of these calls? So we're a HubSpot shop, and I think we do a really good job at getting everyone in HubSpot and, you know, using it to its full capacity, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, when you say you're doing everything through the marketing, that's like the, you know, the social media, the email, the, you know, the segmenting, all of the things are going through HubSpot and HubSpot only, which is great. You've got one tool to do everything. With that one tool, you know, some people think that you need to have your hands in lots of baskets to be getting the results that you want. Do you feel that, you know, the goals that your organization has set forth for you are being met, and that you are consistently meeting goals? Have you run into any hiccups or anything like that?
Our biggest hiccup is we inherited an environment that has a lot of dirty lists, and the data needs a cleanup. And so it sometimes feels like we're poking at it with a toothpick to get that cleaned up. But I'm trying, and sales too. So sales, I think each individual sales team member tends to use HubSpot in their own way, which is fine, but there has to be some sort of unification. So I think one of the biggest pain points is keeping our contacts clean. As you know, from the Spark project, I was attempting to solve the issue of duplications that come into HubSpot from our NetForum environment. We did not solve that, I am sorry to say. But Jamie she's our IT person, had some good ideas about how to do things in NetForum so that we're getting less dupes. I'm trying to think. And I think it does come to some levels of comfort. We're in an older industry with a lot of folks that were doing analog and like it and want to stick to analog. And it's sometimes a battle to get them to adapt or adopt to digital and what you can do with digital. I'm even an example of that because, like, I take written notes about everything because that's my way of remembering versus like typing things in something. So
same way. I have notebooks filled just for my time at High Road.
Yes. Yeah. And I just like when I'm done with it, I just put it away. I keep it. If there's something that I needed to like reference in it, I stick a sticky on it so it sticks out the side. So that's very sophisticated, I'm sure. But we're really trying. I mean, the biggest thing is we've committed to HubSpot and we have advocates at the E-team level who want us to stay committed to HubSpot and want it to work properly. And I think when you have that, even if you have these hiccups of people using it differently or having different levels of comfort, you're still using the same environment. And so I think that alone is very helpful.
So you mentioned that, you know, the marketing team's using it for, you know, everything, ads, emails, et cetera. And the sales team's using the Sales Hub and they're tracking their deals perfect.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly how it's rolling. Yes.
Okay. So kind of just working down funnel. Okay, perfect. So just as curiosity, we talked about how your sales and marketing team align, but have you ever experienced friction or issues between the teams and maybe not seeing eye to eye on goals? Last month, Morgan and I talked about aligning the teams and how sometimes marketing doesn't always know what sales is doing and sales doesn't always think marketing's doing anything. So do you ever see friction like that?
Absolutely. Every day. Every day. Sales always thinks we're not doing things. I think we're getting better visibility as a marketing team into how sales works. Although as a small but mighty team, our salespeople have been given a lot of leeway to, you know, we have multiple products. And so sales team is given a lot of leeway in how they package those products to sell to a company because we're B2B. But then we also have a B2C part where we're just trying to get individuals in to earn their certifications. So I think for the B2C part, marketing is very in touch with them and very aligned. We actively pull lists for them and help them and work with them. For the B2B part, I think we need some work and I don't think it will be terribly hard, but yeah, we do have pain points where, you know, finger pointing occurs. And as in any company, if the numbers are not where you need them to be, you know, sales is not going to say, yeah, it's us. That won't happen.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. That's kind of what we talked about last month too. So is there any advice that you'd like to give our listeners who may be struggling with having their sales and marketing teams align?
I think just start talking to each other, like just find time to listen to and talk to each other and figure out what's going on. Like in our environment, it's HubSpot. But, you know, even though it's one tool, we inherited such a terrible mess that it is very hard to get that one tool untangled enough to work the way we know it can work for the sales team. So that's been a pain point. I think talking to people really is just hugely helpful. I know there's often an issue like sales team maybe can't find the time or won't find the time, but a smart salesperson would want to talk to marketing and want it to be better aligned. And I have to say, Michael, who's our head of sales, he's very good about that. He really wants, you know, the teams to support each other and collaborate together. And I think finally, here I am a year year into this role, we're finally moving in that direction in the right way and talking to the right people. And I know that for myself, some of the struggle was we're flat. We have a whole bunch of different departments, but then we also have a lot of products. And so understanding our products and our internal team and our audience and customer personas, like, it feels like I'm finally coming up for air in terms of being able to do true marketing versus, okay, who do I talk to for this? Let me figure that out. So I think just talk to each other. I mean, it should be a no-brainer that everyone who works for a company is working towards the same goals. I mean, to me, it's just logical. If your sales team doesn't hit those targets, you may or may not have a job. Anyone who's like worked for more than one job has seen this, but there are people on this planet who don't get that. So I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. And I know that, you know, as you mentioned, some sales may have their own goals that they have to hit as far as bringing consumers in to purchase the products or bringing businesses in. And then marketing has their goals of how they're going to work down funnel. But yeah, any other questions that you have, Morgan, that you'd like to ask?
No, I think Patty did a fantastic job explaining her fantastically aligned sales and marketing teams.
I know.
Hopefully gave some great advice or gave some great tips for the folks that are listening. We really appreciate you taking time, Patty, to join us today. This was really great and very informational for me, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. No, it was a really good conversation. And I think it's good to think about these things. Like, I think even if you're not on a podcast, these are great questions to ask of your team and to think about. So thank you for your time too. It's been awesome.
Thank you. So we kind of preheated talking about marketing funnels, but next month we'll be talking marketing funnel versus the flywheel. So join us next time on Rethink Association. Thank you.
See y'all.